although we all come from different cultures, countries, and backgrounds, today we want to talk about what it means to be shaped by the Holy Spirit of God.
Jesus taught us that the things that actually do shape us are our thoughts, and when we let those thoughts develop into actions.
Paul, one of the great writers of the New Testament, spoke that we need to have our minds renewed. He told us to not let our circumstances turn us into fearful and suspicious people.
In the world, one of the great shapers of our environment is the wind. It can completely transform landscapes, and we've seen that in the last few weeks with trees coming down with the gales, and trees that were there for decades have gone, and have just the landscape that we look out on has changed. It can be destructive like that, but it can also be creative.
Yes, it's interesting that the Bible describes God's Holy Spirit as wind.
So we thought it would be interesting this evening to actually develop the idea and look into the idea of God's Holy Spirit as a wind.
So could everyone please move forward and find a space at the front of the church where we can just stand and wait for the presence of God.
Thank you. Spirit of God, come dwell with me. Open my heart, oh come set me free. Fill me with love for Jesus my Lord. Come fill me with living water. Once you drop the key. Spirit of God, come dwell with open my heart, oh come set me free. Fill me with love for Jesus my Lord. Come fill me with living water. Jesus is living, Jesus is here. Jesus my Lord, come closer to me. Jesus our Savior, dying for me and rising to save his people. Lord, how I thirst, my Lord, I am weak. God, come to me, you alone do I seek. Lord, you are life and love and hope. Come fill me with living water. Jesus is living, Jesus is here. Jesus, my Lord, come closer to me. Jesus, our Savior, dying for me and rising to save his people. Lord, I am blind, my Lord, I can't see. Stretch out your hand, bring comfort to me. Lead me your way in light and in truth. Come fill me with living water. Jesus is living, Jesus is here. Jesus, my Lord, come closer to me. Jesus, our Savior, dying for me and rising to save his people. Spirit of God, come dwell within me. What's God saying and doing in your life tonight? What is, when the music was playing, what was being carved out of your life? What is God calling you to be? Maybe a more peaceful person, a more loving person. Shape me, O God, into what you will, is what we cried. This next part is the free-flowing part of the service, where I want you to just do what you feel you want to do. If you want to kneel in God's presence, if you want to say a prayer out loud, like, shape me, O God, or shape us, O God, which would be better. Shape us, O God, by your peace. And it might be an easy way for everyone to try it. So just say a prayer, a sentence. Shape us, O God, by your peace. Shape us, O God, by your love. Whatever, as the music starts to play, and again you start feeling this, also you might want to just come and write something that is a prayer. Shape us, O God, whatever it is. And you can write it on this, and then tie it on the tree, and again, the wind of the Spirit is blowing that, and it's a picture, a prayer for shaping. So let's just open ourselves to the presence of God. We're not experimenting in a sense that we do expect God to be here, and we are reaching out through this worship to encounter his presence and to make our prayers of shaping. Shaping God, come among us, we pray this evening. Descend on us, descend on us. We gather here in Jesus' name. Spirit of comfort, descend on us, descend on us. Gather here in Jesus' name. Spirit of peace, descend on us, descend on us. We gather here in Jesus' name. Spirit of faithfulness, descend on us, descend on us. We gather here in Jesus' name. Spirit of truthfulness, descend on us, descend on us. We gather here in Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit, descend on us, descend on us. We gather here in Jesus' name. Feel free now to go and take your seat when it's appropriate for you, and we'll move on to the next part of our service.
When God's Spirit comes upon our lives, he starts to transform us. He starts to shape us into the likeness of himself. And our next video clip, it's a difficult story, but it's one woman's, a short story. She briefly outlines what her life was like and how God's Spirit has shaped her life.
As I went into secondary school, I was introduced to drugs. And by that time, there was a lot of abuse had went on in my childhood as well. There was sexual abuse, there was mental and emotional and physical abuse in my childhood. I didn't realise at the time how that had affected me as a person and it messed me up quite a bit. And as I went to secondary school, I became very rebellious. So when I was introduced to drugs, I was really quite into them anyway and interested in it. I sold myself. People joke about junkies and say they'd sell their granny. I probably would have actually. I sold myself. I worked as a prostitute in massage parlours. I was in and out of violent relationships a lot. And when I look back now, I can see how that all happened. I had absolutely no respect for myself. I was filled with guilt and shame in my life and what had happened to me as a child and later on what I had done to get my money for drugs. There was one relationship I was in that turned really violent. By that time, myself and my partner then were on crack. But this guy, he was so paranoid that he took me away at gunpoint and tried to murder me. I've got scars where he slipped my wrist. Somebody told me that, you know, God created us with freedom to choose. And I chose to believe what the Bible said. I didn't understand it, but I just chose to believe it. And through my counselling sessions, I began to let God heal me. And it was a long process. My healing didn't start to actually understand how to forgive. And to forgive is divine, and you don't wait to, I don't wait anywhere to feel like forgiven. I've totally forgave the man that abused me. And I know that because of how I can pray for him. And I actually have this desire and longing that he would know that God actually loves him and forgave him as well, and he needs to receive that.
Following on from Debbie's testimony, we invite you to form into small groups and for the next few minutes share your own testimonies of how God's Spirit has shaped your lives.
So don't just stand there. In wee groups, just turn around, just in a wee group, What your best way to do this is actually if you all get out of the pews and you're just going to, because you just stand, because we've only got a few minutes to do it and you'll be back in your pews again, but you just stand in wee circles around the place, right, in twos and threes. And if you don't know one another, just introduce yourself to one another and just talk about the shaping God, how God has shaped you in some way. What it is, how you can shape a God.
Thank you.
We will now join together in prayer, and there's a response. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we who testify to your grace and love, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, nurture the fruit of your life in our hearts.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you call us your beloved children. Help us to live in love alongside the unloved. Come, Holy Spirit, nurture the fruit of your life in our hearts.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you send us in peace. Forgive us when we quarrel. Come, Holy Spirit, nurture the fruit of your life in our hearts.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you call us to be faithful. Forgive us when we are faithless. Come, Holy Spirit, nurture the fruit of your life in our hearts.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you created us out of sheer joy. May we be ever joyful.
Come, Holy Spirit, nurture the fruit of your life in our hearts.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, strengthen our self-control, that we might resist temptation. Come, Holy Spirit, nurture the fruits of your life in our hearts. Amen.
I want to talk to you just for a few moments about who you are in Christ, the shape that you are. What kind of shape are you in? And if I was to ask you what kind of shape you're in, you might say to me tonight, well, you know, Albert, I'm not in very good shape. I would like to be a different shape. So what shape would you like? And you say, well, I'd like to be a wee bit thinner. I'd like to have a wee bit less wrinkles here. I'd like to have a, you know. But what shape is God making you into? How is he shaping you? You see, God has been shaping you since the day you were born. Did you know that? We're told in Psalm 119, it's one of the two, that he has known us from our very beginning, from the day we were born. Even before we were born, we have been knit together in our mother's womb. The shape of who you are is God at work in your life. Would you relax perhaps tonight and realize that this whole teaching that we've been trying to speak of over the last few months about being loved by God, about God looking at us and being well pleased with us, it's about the seed of the gospel that has been sown in your life so that you can grow into something quite wonderful. God has brought you here tonight to tell you that. God has brought you here tonight to tell you that he is at work in your life and that the fruit of his purpose is that God wants us all to be full of love, to be more peaceful, to have kindness and goodness and gentleness and all that fruit of the Spirit. Because it's not, we were learning this last week, it's not a whole lot of different fruits. It's the fruit of the Spirit that God is calling us to be, and he's shaping us. And we're all at different points of the road. And some of us might say tonight, I've got more peace in my life than she has. And she wish I had some of the joy that she has and that he has. But together, collectively as a community of God, we can be such a powerful influence. Fruitful people. Think about the shape that God is making you into. What is he driving? What is he shaping you? Where is the shaping happening? Are you becoming more peaceful? Are you becoming more loving? Full of goodness? More optimistic? All these things, the work of the Spirit in our lives. And that's what we're thinking about tonight as we come and invite the Holy Spirit to descend upon us and to shape us into the people that he is calling us to be. And it struck me tonight as I watched the video again. The wind is continually blowing and the sea is continually roaring and the coastlines have been shaped and redefined. And new beginnings happening all over and new shapes happening. And God is doing the same in your life. Now you're going to have a lot of fun for the rest of the night because what I want you to do is just be children again. You know, we've been talking to the children today and I've been saying to the children, we said to folks, do you know the best thing to be is to be a child? Because God calls us to be his children. And so the great thing today is this. Brilliant if you're a kid. You're getting smoothies at night at church. You're getting the chance to play it with plasticine. And you're getting the chance to blow a picture with a straw and with painting. I want you to just go away and have fun now in these different areas. Just go and think about the Spirit of God blowing in you, what shape you're becoming and what God is doing in your life. And just, will you chill out? And if you've been so worried about things and disappointed and hurt, will you chill out and see that God is shaping the rough edges, the difficult things, and he's shaping his church and he's calling us to a particular shape. And it's challenging sometimes, but it can be so much fun as well. And it'd be great if you took away your painting and just put it up on the wall and remind it. And somebody said, who did that? And you can say, I did that. Or even take away your wee plasticine man and somebody say, I did that. And when we look at the world and we say, who did that? God says, I did that. And when we look at something that somebody else has been involved in that's spectacular and wonderful and we say, who did that? God did that. And I was just talking to Morris tonight. We know one another for a long, long time. And Morris said to me, God has never let me down. He's been shaping me all my life. And when I look back through the hard times, he's done great things. And I bet you there's wee stories all round here. As you started to talk, you were talking about the shaping God that shaped you to this place. Haven't we so much to thank God for? Let's go and experience a wee bit of that with a wee bit of fun, like being children again, just experiencing a smoothie, plasticine, and a painting. On you go. You've got 10 minutes to enjoy yourself. The smoothies are in the kitchen. The smoothies are in the kitchen, right? But you've got to do all three. You've got to do all three.
In 10 minutes.
Do your best. Well, maybe 15. Time for us to go home, but I thought it'd be nice for us just to share a little bit, and also the folks on the internet, would love you to be part of this, so I want you to report back as well. From your experience, I know some of you haven't had the chance to do the clay modelling and the practical bit, but those of us who have been here, what have you learned about God shaping you tonight? Has there been anything that's touched you tonight in the exercises or just in the service that you feel we could share? Have we got a microphone somewhere? Yeah. Is there anything anyone would like to share? What was good about tonight? Or
like the wind and the shore, you don't see it. Oh, Ian, over a short period, it's over a long period, and God's always working on you. Uh-huh. Over the span of your life.
Aye, absolutely. God working us over the span of our lives.
It's what? Being more creative, trying to do something. some different way of hands.
Absolutely. So tonight, again, you're thinking something different, and it brings into that whole area of creativity. God is, there's things that we can do. It's again God shaping us in that whole area of just connecting with something different and having a shot to do something different. Anything else?
Is that usually when you think of God shaping you, it's all very serious and he's trying to knock the rough edges off and there's ways you should be getting better and that kind of thing. But actually, he's having a very good time.
I think we all enjoyed it. I think I enjoyed the smoothies. Is anyone else anything to share? Well, we're going to sing our final hymn. Oh, no, wait a minute. Folks on the internet, anything, David, that folks want to share? You're never alone. Right, so they've been talking about that, and that reminds us all of that too, isn't it? We've been thinking about that tonight. The great thing is the Spirit lives to set us free and binds us all in unity. We're called to walk in the light, and that's the last song we're going to sing. So if we stand, we can just sing it together and go for it. The Spirit lives to set us free. Walk, walk in the light. He binds us all in unity. Walk, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. Jesus promised life to all. Walk, walk in the light. The dead were awakened by his call. Walk, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. He died in pain on Calvary. Walk, walk in the light. He saved the lost like you and me. Walk, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. We know his death was not the end. Walk, walk in the light. He gave his Spirit to be our friend. Walk, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. By Jesus' love our wounds are healed. Walk, walk in the light. The Father's kindness is revealed. Walk, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. The Spirit lives in you and me. Walk, walk in the light. His light will shine for all to see. Walk, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. Brilliant choir. That's fantastic singing, isn't it? Who needs musicians? We are the musicians. I wonder if you would continue to journey with us now for the next month to encounter the presence of the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow morning, you can go on Sanctuary First and begin to engage with some of the films that you've seen, some of the clips that you've seen, especially the clip on God shaping us. And you might want to, you can go and look at that at any time on Sanctuary First. And if you try to click on, you need to go to the wee bit where it says watch and click in the wee box that says watch so as you can bring it up on your screen, watch it. Sometimes people try to click on the actual square and you can't get it and then think it's not working. But just the way it's set up in Sanctuary First is you've got to click on the little bit that says watch. Click on that, and if you scroll down to the bottom, you will find it. And I'm trying to think, where is it posted, Ray? It's under themes. The videos that people have seen that put under themes. So if you go to the part of the video of the webpage which says under themes, you can find the theme for this week, starting on the Spirit, and that will be up, I think, tomorrow. They might still be the old theme up tonight, but tomorrow there'll be a new theme shaped by the wind, shaped by the Spirit. I'd like to journey with us, follow the prayers, and be part of that and share with us. And I'm sure that God will bless us as we journey together. Next Sunday, remind you, is a Pentecost Sunday. And we're having a barbecue at 4 o'clock. And everybody's welcome to come and be part of it. And then it's followed by a communion service. And we're hoping the weather's going to be really good. And we're going to have it out in the garden. So those of you who are on the internet, I don't know how we're going to do this, how we're going to involve you. But we'll need to think about that so as we don't leave you out in the cold. But I'm not sure how that will work. We might just have to come in and do something for you inside. But I'll need to think about that. But look on the webpage and you'll get notice about what's happening regarding the evening service next Sunday, certainly on the internet. Prayer. There's a prayer vigil going on for 24 hours next weekend, and it starts on Friday night at 12 o'clock, and the church is going to be open from, I think, 12 o'clock, Mike, to 4 o'clock, is that right? Yeah. And then open again from 8 o'clock onwards, but there will be people praying the whole 24-hour period. But if folks want to come in and pray in the church anytime during that period, the church will be open, and we encourage you to do so. And you might think, who would come in at 2 o'clock in the morning? Well, you might just be surprised. And if you're that nosy to see who comes in, you come down yourself and see who's here. But it'd be great to see as many people as possible to be part of that prayer, to encounter again the Spirit of God, and to be open to the presence of God around our lives and in our community. So keep that in your mind as you go from here tonight. And thank you so much for coming. Thank you to Wendy and Malcolm, who got the opportunity to present today. And thank you for taking it, although it was short notice, but you did very well. Thank you. Can we close with a prayer? And now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest and go with us now and always. Amen.